Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. I am out at Oakmont Bakery. 125th U.S. Open is right up the road happening right now. Jeff Hathorn will be joining me in about 20 minutes with an update over there. Seems to be a struggle, and that doesn't seem to be a surprise, Limits, with, and especially with the weather the way it is right now, with the course firming up, and, you know, the fairways now are like the greens. The ball's just flying. It ain't stopping. And every time I look up at the television, somebody's in a world of trouble, which I actually enjoy. Do you like that? Do you like watching the best golfers in the world struggle? Or would you prefer watching them shoot, you know, 50 under? I want to see them suffer, just like me. I want to see them, like the guy I saw earlier today, try a chip from 5 feet off the green and hit it 6 inches and then get very angry. I forget who it was. That's what I like. That's why I always like the British Open, because it was, you know, these guys hacking around in horrible weather on a difficult course, just totally frustrated. Do you like that?
It has been amazing to me, Joe, watching professional golfers that have won majors, just some of the most successful in the world, that are trying to get out of the rough and are only hitting the ball like 5 feet. Like, it's hard to fathom. And I'm with you. I kind of want a middle ground. I don't want to see anybody shooting. Like, there are some tournaments, the winner shoots like 28 under or something like that. I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either.
No, I mean, I want to see, because you can kind of relate to it as a golfer. Man, these guys are really going through it. Like, DeChambeau's 3 under right now. Matt Vogt, who had a great story, able to qualify and everything, he was 12 over today. So it shows how difficult this course is and how even professionals can struggle at Oakmont.
DeChambeau's 3 over or 3 under?
DeChambeau's 3 over. Did I say 3 under?
I think you did.
Yeah, he's 3 over.
Yeah, he was struggling. Everybody is. I like that. I don't like it when it's just a free-for-all. I almost compare it to indoor football and outdoor football, Limits.
Arena football.
Outdoor football in the elements. I prefer that. I don't like the pinball machine scores. I don't know. That's just me. I guess maybe part of it is I struggle so badly on the course, and I want them to. I'm resentful of them, maybe.
I struggle so poorly hitting off the tee, Joe. I swing it like a baseball bat. I have such an uppercut swing that sometimes I will just miss the ball, or I'll hit the ball. I can't get the club low enough where I'm able to drive it into the air, because I'm swinging like a bat, and I'm not getting down enough.
I know.
And it's hard.
Me.
It's a struggle, Joe. I'm sad about it. I want to be good at golfing. I want to be out there with you and Bob and with the listeners, and I want to be invited to these things. But I'm just so bad at hitting off the tee, I would be an embarrassment.
I know.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm right there with you in hitting off the tee. Have you seen this Bengals the story of this Bengals rookie defensive end, Shamar Stewart, the guy who had hardly any sacks in college.
Did you see
but
the?
They drafted him anyway.
Did you see the video of him, Joe? I saw it yesterday. So he was at mandatory minicamp. He left. He actually is not going to be there today, but he was there with his jersey on, just standing there watching, and he looked so uncomfortable. He was standing like 5 feet away from all the drills and was looking at everyone, like looking like he wanted to participate, but he just didn't. How ridiculous is this? Because the Bengals don't want to pay him, like, what is worth the slot money for his deal. It makes no sense.
So it's something about the guaranteed money, but it's just ridiculous. And they interviewed him on ESPN the other day, and he said, in my case, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for anything that's never been done before, but in the team's case, y'all just want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion. This dude has not played a snap, and he's shredding them, and Zach Taylor didn't like to hear that. So he went back at the kid saying, we want to protect our team and our locker room. I understand frustration, but that's how he chose to do it, and that's his prerogative. This dude has not played a snap yet for this team, Limits.
He has no room. He has no leg to stand on here. He was not like Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter as a top pick at the top of the draft either.
Except he's right.
He is right. But I do think if you are Stewart, do you come to a point where you just cave and you say, is this really the way that I want to start my NFL career on such a bad foot?
No, he's gone. He left camp. He's not caving. Adam Schefter today. This is a story I wanted to get to.
Yes.
On Fields and Stafford. He said that the Steelers were all in on Matthew Stafford, that they couldn't get a deal done either with him or Justin Fields, either because they were only willing to go to a certain price or because maybe Fields felt like, here's a team that benched me. Why do I want to go back to a team that benched me? But Schefter says they were all in on Stafford. It didn't get done. They shifted their focus to Fields, and it didn't get done. Then they went to Aaron Rodgers. But the interesting twist here is if Rodgers was committed to them earlier, maybe they would have been a higher or top consideration, but he wasn't. And also Sean McVay, I guess, was on Good Morning Football yesterday and said that Rodgers was a consideration for them if they lost Stafford.
I'm glad you said that, Joe. This is what Sean McVay said on the NFL Network.
First priority, which was consistently communicated, was, hey, let's work something out with Matthew, and we were very fortunate that it worked out that way. If that wasn't able to occur, then that was definitely conversations and a possibility for us. I have a ton of respect for the body of work, and I've gotten to know Aaron and really enjoy the conversations and just the approach, the way that he thinks about the game and in life. And so that was a possibility.
Now, that's actually encouraging to me, Limits. I think Sean McVay is the best coach in the NFL, and I think he's a master of the pass game. And if he was interested in Aaron Rodgers, that perks me up a little bit. How about you?
That's Sean McVay joining my side, thinking that Aaron, or maybe I'm joining his side, thinking that Aaron does have some left. And, I mean, if McVay is willing to commit to Aaron Rodgers, which could have been a realistic possibility, then, yeah, I think that means that he definitely has something left in the tank, whether it be arm-wise, maybe slightly mobility-wise, because it's not like Matthew Stafford can move either, but McVay is able to put a good enough offense around him where it works, and they went to a playoff game, and they won a playoff game. So if that can be a similar thing with the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers, I know Arthur Smith is not Sean McVay. I'm not trying to claim he is, but there's a similar framework to work on there.
What do you mean there's a similar framework?
Well, what I mean is, like, Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers both have their limitations now in terms of how much they're able to move around. They still have the arm talent, but they're not nearly as able to scramble or move outside the pocket or be able to avoid the rush as well. And I think that Sean McVay, in looking at that, is probably saying, hey, I would get a similar thing that I have right now in Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, if that makes sense, which it might not.
You've had some great takes like that today, Limits, that make absolutely no sense, but you do put a nice bow on them.
A caveat.
Yes, a little caveat. No, I think Matthew Stafford is clearly the better player at this point in their careers. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
And I'm glad to hear that the Steelers were all in on him. But I am heartened to hear that McVay was interested in Rodgers. And your take actually made some sense, Limits. It did in the end.
I'm glad.
And I apologize if I insulted you in any way.
Texter, sounds like Limits is the key Brian Hayes of golf.
I said that the other day, that I hit more grounders than Key Brian Hayes off the tee. I don't know what happened to me. I used to be a good driver, but now I'm not. But the bottom line here is that Rodgers was like their third consideration. What happened with Justin Fields anyway? I'm inclined to believe Schefter when he says maybe Fields was just like, they had a funny way of showing me that they wanted me really badly. You know what I mean, Limits?
Yeah. Like I agree with the Matthew Stafford point from Schefter, like, or at least I believe what he's saying. Fields, like, it's not like that the Jets gave him a boatload of money here. Like, if the Steelers truly wanted Justin Fields,
right,
they would have signed him for the deal that the Jets did, and they would have told him, you know what, Justin, we believe in you enough that there is no questions about it, regardless of who we bring in, you are our starter. And they weren't willing to do that. So, no, I don't believe that the Steelers were all in on Fields at all. Or else he would be the guy, and there would have never been an Aaron Rodgers drama saga.
Exactly. You're exactly right about that. How about this? Travis Hunter works on offense and defense in the same practice for the first time. If you were running a team, where would you want him to play most of his time? I can't wait to watch this guy, even though he's on the Jags.
I would rather have him play corner, Joe, because I feel like it would be easier for him to be a corner full-time and then be able to come in on offense for about 15 to 20 plays, that, or whether they're scripted for him, whether at the beginning of the game, end of the game, whatever. I think it'd be easier to come in at wide receiver than it would be at corner. So I would specifically have him play there.
I would definitely play him both, though. I don't see any reason not to. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, I would. I would make sure that there are packages, not the Justin Fields package where we just rarely occasionally saw it, but that there are actual packages for Travis Hunter for when he can go into the game for, like I said, 15, 20 snaps.
Yeah, man. He's going to be something. Another football story. Deontay Johnson. Wrong way, Deontay. One bad year doesn't define me. Did you see this one?
I did. And, you know, Deontay, I don't think it's just one bad year. Does Deontay forget the year that he had no touchdowns? Sure. I mean, he was fine that year. He still recorded a lot of yards, but he wasn't fine, Limits.
He had no touchdowns.
Well, that's the thing. He never found the end zone. So how fine is it?
So he was let go by four teams last year. Four teams got rid of him, and he signed a one-year deal here with the Browns for $1.1 million. And he was asked why, and he said they were the only team to hit me up.
Can you believe the Steelers gave him $18 million?
That's what he told Mary Kay Cabot. That reminds me, who was it on the Pirates a few years back? It's on the tip of my tongue, this guy.
No one else wanted me. This is why I'm here.
Yes.
Gerard Dyson.
Gerard Dyson.
Yes.
That's a very good call right there by you. Why are you on the Pirates? Well, they're the only ones who wanted me. This is incredible.
How unfortunate.
So Deontay says, I don't like to speak on a lot of stuff, so everybody's going to have their opinions. At the end of the day, I'm the only one in that room that really knows what's going on. I can only go off of what I know and try to put out my best effort. But last year is last year. I'm trying to turn and change the narrative and move the right way. He's horrible, isn't he?
That's a great attitude, though, from Wrong Way Deontay. He's trying to go the right way, Joe.
He said he had five great seasons in Pittsburgh.
Great.
I don't know what happened to this guy. It just baffles me. I remember talking to him early in his career and talking to his old high school coach, and it just seemed like, you know, he was the humblest of guys and was on a really good path, you know?
Well, yeah, and he came from where? Toledo?
Yeah, something went horribly wrong at some point. I don't know if it was the money or what.
Yeah, I mean, you got to wonder if the money got to him a little bit, where maybe, you know, it took him to a different level ego-wise, like, I don't need to put up with this or that, and He was in. Remember, he was in the locker room arguing with people. Wasn't it Minka? Was it Minka that he ended up picking a fight with? Remember that?
Yes. Yes, like, I do.
Who do you think would have won that fight if there were actual fisticuffs thrown? I think probably Minka.
What a strange story. The whole thing's been strange for years and years now. It really has. And as we know, they haven't come close to winning a playoff game in 8 years as well.
But you know, one thing that I did notice, Joe, is for some of the videos that were coming out of mandatory minicamp, they listened to Chase Claypool and they were playing music at practice.
Finally, after all these years, they listened to old Clay.
It's about time.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's 1:20, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Jeff Hathorn going to join us here in about 8 minutes with an update from the U.S. Open where, man, it looks like it's rough going. And everybody knew it would be. As soon as Scottie Scheffler said this might be the hardest course we ever play, I think that that opened some eyes. It certainly opened mine. And every time I turn around limits, somebody is in danger somewhere and hitting from some horrible position. And like I said, I don't mind that. I find golf to be more compelling. Do you watch a lot of golf?
I've watched more now than I ever have. And the game is growing on me. Like the Masters, I was glued to my seat watching it. And you would think, well, I don't know. Do you think that people that play golf are more apt to watch golf? I would think so, right?
Of course.
I have not been playing very recently. I haven't played in a while. But yet I've been growing to watch it a lot more. But yet
Do you think golf misses Tiger Woods? I do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Golf definitely misses Tiger. He was just so polarizing. Anytime he was on the course, like if Tiger was out there today, how many more people do you think that they get? Another 1,000, 2,000? Just for the Tiger effect?
Yeah, man. Back in the days where I didn't play golf or watch golf, he was the one thing, the one guy that brought me in to watch on a Sunday. That's the only time I would ever watch golf. And now look what's happened to me. I'll be watching, you know, the Big Ten Championships on the Golf Channel. And by the way, as I told Pomp earlier today, the show on the Golf Channel every day is spectacular. Like, they were perfect yesterday. And it was so well done and entertaining. I don't know any of their names, but the guy who runs it, who's like the show host, is just, he's brilliant. And they had a drone go over every single hole on the course. And they had the guy who refurbished Oakmont explaining exactly what was different, exactly what he did. And it was just, it was fascinating. And it just came off without a hitch. It was just great television.
What do you think of the golf announcers always whispering?
It's a little bit...
It's a little much.
It's a little much. I'm forgetting the word or not. The word that needs to come to me is not coming to me. It's just, I don't like it. How do you like that? I don't like it.
I don't either. Do we really need to hear, and Joe Starkey approaches the 18th tee. If he makes this, if he's able to birdie, Joe Starkey
sanctimonious
will
is the
win
word,
the U.S. Open.
Sanctimonious is the word. No, we don't need to hear that. And, I usually don't have the sound up anyway. I'm interested in how they grip the club, their strategy, things like that, all of that. I can't believe it. I can't believe that I'm actually interested in this. I used to agree with the Buffalo News columnist Larry Felser, who said, watching golf is like watching grass grow. That's exactly how I felt for all those years, and now I can't get enough of it. As I get worse at golf, I want to watch more of it.
Well, I mean, that's good for you. The worse you get, the more you want to consume it because you want to learn, Joe.
Oh, no. Pirates mailbag. When will we see Jack Sawinski again?
Oh,
that's not happening anytime soon, is it?
No, probably unlikely. I mean,
are you sure about that?
You really think that Jack Sawinski would deserve to come back up right now?
Why not? Why shouldn't I believe that?
Because he hit 128 in the majors this year.
The Noah can, yeah, I've seen him in the majors before, and Ben Sherrington had him up here. The Noah Constrictor in his mailbag said, I'm sure he'll get another chance. It'll likely come after Adam Frazier is moved. Frazier playing left field these days. How is Tommy Pham still on the team limits? And why?
They're barely even playing Tommy Pham at this point. Like, he can't even get into the lineup. They're playing Frazier in left to get his bat in there. With Gonzalez at second, they're still playing Canario. It seems like Tommy Pham is just being whittled out. He's the 26th man on the roster. He is, but his leadership is what's taking over. His leadership is what's playing in the clubhouse, Joe. That's his playing time.
So far, that's been an all-time disastrous Pirates signing. Would you agree with that?
I don't know about all time. They only signed him for $4 million, and this team is also not good. Like, if it was a better team and Tommy Pham was terrible.
Name for me some worse signings than limits.
Well, I think Rowdy last year was not very good. Especially
he's better
in the
than
first
Tommy Pham.
Yeah,
Rowdy
right.
Got hot for 2 months. Tommy Pham stinks.
Would you consider the Jose Tabata extension worse?
No. He got a hit once in a while, too. I mean, there have been some. Don't get me wrong. Derek Bell.
Key Brian Hayes. Do you put that up there?
No. Key Brian Hayes with Tommy Pham? Limits. He's batting 203 with zero home runs.
But you said the worst contract in all of history. I'm considering more multi-year deals than a one-year.
One of their worst signings. No, I'm not putting Key Brian Hayes, as much as I've been critical of him, on the same planet as Tommy Pham.
I'm not saying that I am either. I'm just throwing out potential ideas and candidates for you.
Lonnie Chisenhall,
since he never showed up. Lonnie Chisenhall is definitely on that list.
But I can't think of many. Like, there have been some disasters like Pat Mears and Jeremy Burnitz and people like that. But at least those guys did something. I mean, he has no home runs. None. And he plays left field and he hits 203.
Maybe they should just move the fences in a little bit for Tommy.
The fact that he's still here is an absolute miracle. I can't believe it. And I'm starting to sort of, I was on the Canario bandwagon for a minute there, and then I left. I'm worried about Pony right now. He's walking back down the hill to the show. Is he going to make it, Limits?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be there. I'm sure he'll make it in time. You know Pony. He is probably just, you know, what's the word? Chomping at the bit or champing at the bit? Malzy keeps correcting me. I keep saying chomping.
I believe it's champing at the bit.
Well, then why do people say chomping at the bit?
I don't know. Did you see Dan Muse yesterday? What'd you think of him?
I thought that it was Joe Block that was being introduced as the Penguins head coach if you put no sound and no context on it. The one thing that I mainly took away from it is that this is going to be a main transition period. Like, they are not going to go all in to win this year. They're probably not going to make a lot of moves that adds significantly to this team. If anything, what I hope they do is that they trade Rickard Rakell. I'm fine with keeping Brian Rust. But Rakell in the offseason could probably get you a boatload. I think they probably should have traded him at the deadline when teams are desperate and they're in a, you know, they're in a cup chase. So no, I see Dan Muse as basically, I hope he's not the Shelty manager coach that they bring in and is the bridge to something else. Like, ideally Muse figures it out here, but they're definitely in a period of transition.
Well, they admitted that too, which I actually like. Like, they are admitting something that the Steelers never have and probably never will, right? I mean, I like that. I'm still a little bit confused because Kyle Dubas was pretty clear. Yeah, I want to get our core guys one more, you know, kick at the can here. Well, one of your core guys, Malkin's going to be gone after next season. So what do you mean? Like how long is the transition going to be here? And it certainly wasn't a full rebuild. It wasn't anything close to that. It isn't anything close to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You better start getting rid of some people to make it look like that. But at least they're admitting this is a transition year, which is pretty big, you know, because the Penguins every year were like the Steelers, in it to win it. And there's a lot of people who will tell you that when you have Sidney Crosby, that should be your modus operandi or apparandi. How do you pronounce that, Limits?
Operandus?
Modus operandi. Malzi, tell me how to pronounce this. Modus operandi.
He'll get out this thesaurus. Malzi?
What's this guy's name? This is unbelievable, Malzi, huh? Brattora.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, that's loud.
It's modus operandi.
Modus.
M-O-D-U-S operandi.
Thank you, Malzi.
Also, I drove Pony down the hill. He didn't have to walk because I'm generous and kind. What I didn't do was get you or Austin anything from the merch tent, which you guys
which
apparently requested.
Which you're not generous and kind, yes.
I didn't know your sizes.
Extra large. You could have guessed. I would have given you money.
Extra large would have just offended
you.
Why are
you sweating so bad?
It's hot outside, Joe. Have you heard of this thing called the sun that gives life to the planet?
I thought you were in a car.
Yes, we were walking the course all morning.
Oh, how was it? What was the most interesting thing you saw?
I saw Matt Fitzpatrick get not up and down in two, but in three from a place where I took 9 strokes, I think, to finish the hole. These guys are very good at what they do. But
there's also been some epic fails.
Some big blow-ups. Shane Lowry apparently dunked one for a 2 on number 3 on the church pews. J.J. Spahn, not the guy I would have picked to be leading after, so far at least, in the clubhouse with 66, because he does not hit it far. He hits it pretty straight, but he doesn't hit it far.
I didn't know he existed until about 3 hours ago.
J.J. Spahn of Satan? Yeah. He finished second to Rory in the players at a playoff. He and Rory had to come back Monday at Sawgrass.
Did you see any interesting media types up there? And what did you think of Rob?
The most interesting thing that happened was just now while we were leaving, Jerry Dulac, you know, walked past me. I said, "Hi, Jerry," and he just kept walking like he didn't know who I was. Two minutes later, Pony saw him and admittedly said much louder, "Hey, Jerry," and he went, "Oh, hey."
That's great.
Interesting media types. I had a very brief but pleasant interaction with Mike Tirico yesterday.
Ah.
And he was getting mobbed, right? So he only had a second. I said, "Oh, yeah, hey, Mike, I'm an admirer of your work. I'm about to go do my show with another Newhouse guy." And he goes, "Who?" And I said, "Andrew Filippone," and it did not register.
Did you see Bill Plaschke or maybe Seth Wickersham?
I did not see them. I saw Eamon Lynch from NBC who does golf coverage. I did not see Plaschke. Isn't he fighting Parkinson's?
Is he?
I think so. I think Plaschke wrote a column. I think he just got diagnosed.
When I covered the Open here, what would it have been?
Pony and I were reminiscing on the car ride down how even in 16, you probably were going on the air with me saying, "Malzi, why are we even talking golf? Who cares about this
probably,
sport?"
Yes.
And how angry you would have been.
In, was it 16 or 07, I sat next to Bill Plaschke over in that media tent. What did you think of Rob Rossi being the first to go up to the podium and shake Dan Muse's hand after the news conference yesterday? He was right there when those guys got off the podium.
Did he not like get along with Sully?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. That's a both hard to imagine Rob move, but actually very easy to imagine Rob move.
And he shook Dubas's hand as well.
That's strange.
Isn't it?
Because I just think of Rob as such a confrontational, standoffish, and I like Rob. So I say
he's a nice boy.
He's got a little bit of mutton tendency to him where there's a very tough exterior there, but there's a nice man underneath.
Wonderful man. Thank you, Malzi.
Goodbye, Joe.
Limits, is Jeff Hathorn anywhere near us?
Yeah, Jeff is here. He's having a little bit of sound issues with his receiver right now, but let's give it a roll.
This Oakmont update is brought to you by True Green, the official lawn care of the PGA, White Claw, and Jim Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek.
Jeff?
Spawn of Satan. That was an interesting spin on the leader of the U.S. Open. Some might say Oakmont is hell. I bet you if I walk through the players' lounge, there'd be a few guys that might think that Oakmont is indeed hell. Maybe guys named Rory McIlroy or Phil Mickelson or Matt Fitzpatrick, who are plus four, or Patrick Cantlay, who's plus six, or Justin Rose, who is plus seven. And Joe, our favorite amateur, our favorite dentist, Matt Vogt, what, this is what he said after the round.
Honestly, like, I came in with such optimism for this golf course, but it is so hard. It's just so, so hard. I'd say in the moment, it's just, you feel like you get punched in the face, you know? But ultimately, yeah, I'd say it was fun.
I don't think there is anything that could be said today that is more like Joe Starkey than I feel like I got punched in the face, but it was fun.
That was a great quote. That guy is so likable. He really is. He's easy to vote for, you might say. You like that horse?
He makes me want to go to the dentist again.
He is.
Like, I need to have another checkup.
Yeah, his story is so great, and just every time I listen to the guy, I'm just captured by him. So what did he wind up with, an 82?
Wound up with an 82, yes. He said he actually hit it decent, but, you know, again, it is a very difficult golf course.
He put one past the church pew. That was, he must have hit it 360 yards, right down the fairway.
So he had the fastest swing rate on the range the other day of any of these guys. Bryson, Rory, any of them.
Wow.
But obviously there were some other parts of the game that were just, I mean, the guy plays golf a few times a week. These guys do it for a living. And right, just the fact that he made it here is amazing.
Well, he invited Pomp and I to come down to Indiana and play around.
And you're going to take him up on that, right?
Yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, man. You'll be talking to the PM guys in about an hour. Jeff Hathorn, doing a
this
great job.
This update
on the
was
road.
Brought to you by Armstrong Business Solutions, Brookline.com, and Aircraft Management Group.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.